WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Meat processing plants are now considered essential during the pandemic. That's after President Donald Trump signed an executive order last month requiring them to stay open. But some fear this could mean workers are going into facilities that are ripe for the spread of COVID-19. An outbreak at two plants in the Chicago area forced them to close temporarily. They're back open now, but as WBEZ's Michael Puente reports, workers are still worried.
It's been nearly 3 weeks since the Smithfield Dry Pork Processing Plant in West Suburban St. Charles was ordered shut by the Kane County Health Department. An outbreak of COVID-19 infections among employees was behind the move. There's been one confirmed case of an employee dying from COVID-19, but the families of two other workers believe their loved ones also died of the disease in the last week. One will be laid to rest today in Kane County, the other tomorrow in Aurora. And while the Smithfield plant has reopened, at least one worker feels afraid to be there.
When I think about that, my stomach hurts.
WBEZ is not identifying this worker because she's fearful she could get fired, but she feels she has no choice but to go into work. We're using the voice of another woman to translate. This worker says hair nets were used as PPE and social distancing recommendations were not followed before the plant temporarily closed.
Well, if I don't go to work, they'll say, okay, then I don't have a job.
The woman has worked at Smithfield for more than two decades. She's originally from Mexico, and most of her co-workers primarily speak Spanish. She's emblematic of those who work in meat processing plants in St. Charles, Chicago, Indiana, and all over the country where coronavirus outbreaks have led to closures, illnesses of nearly 6,000 workers, and at least 20 deaths. And with the pressure to keep these plants open, many workers feel their own health isn't a priority.
She fears working there. She's afraid of going into work.
We told her, boy, you're still positive, so they can't force you to go back. They shouldn't allow you to go back.
Those are the voices of the children of meat processing plant workers who are too afraid to have their own voices heard or names used. A son speaks for his mother who works at OSI and the daughter of a woman who works at Rose Packing, both plants in Chicago. The daughter, Celia, says her mother returned to work this week at Rose Packing despite testing positive for COVID-19 twice. Celia says her mother still feels ill but is being denied another test despite suspicions that her mother may still have the disease.
They're trying to get this lady who's still positive back in there and get everybody sick again. One of the girls at the HR department told her, you shouldn't be opening your mouth. You shouldn't be telling anybody what you have. And I told them, that's not fair.
They're not important enough, and they should be, because without them, they would be at a loss.
That's Jesus Rivera, a case manager for Proteus, a program that assists immigrant workers in the Midwest. Rivera says companies aren't doing enough to protect workers either in the farm fields or meat processing plants with a high percentage foreign-born and limited English language skills.
I'm afraid that some of our workers are not speaking up because of retaliation.
At least two Illinois state lawmakers want more done to protect workers, including Representative Karina Villa, whose district includes the Smithfield plant.
These three deaths have faces. They have names. They have families. They have loved ones that are missing them right now. St. Charles deserves to know what was done to protect the workers of Smithfield.
Smithfield states it does not comment on COVID-19 cases at its plants, and Rose Packing could not be reached for comment, as well as its parent company, OSI. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.